And good afternoon and welcome to Tell Me Your Story. New paradigms for a new world. I'm Richard Dugan, bringing you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. We're here every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time, and we are streaming live on the internet at richarddugan.com. That's Richard, D-U-G-A-N.com. And we encourage you to tune in every Saturday and even go to our archives. Our archives? Where am I from? And listen to all of the programs that we've been doing over the years. We have a lot of fascinating guests coming up. We have a schedules page. You can see that. And we've had a lot of fascinating guests up to this point, including our guest today, who is making a return visit to this program, but we've interviewed her a number of times before. Her name is Cindy Dale. She has a website, cindydale.com. That's S-Y-N-D-I-D-A-L-E.com. And she has several books out on the market today, available through her website, amazon.com, and probably your local bookstore, or however you choose to find her books, they're available. We're going to be doing a giveaway today to our first 10 callers. Now, we're going to be giving away copies of a couple of her books. We're going to tell you what those are in a moment. She's also written a new one that is not one of the ones we're giving away today, but it is one you're going to want to check out, and you can do that through her website. Cindy, okay, we somehow have lost her, but we'll be getting back to her in a moment because she will call back. The number here at the radio station when we start doing the giveaway, don't want you to call right away, but give us a call here at 805-564-1290. And Cindy, are you with us?
I'm here. Kind of lost for a while, and then I called back in. So
went into a zone somewhere, but I'm glad you're back.
But the good luck gins are with me.
Absolutely, and we're certainly glad that you're with us. You've been with us a number of times in the past and sharing with us. And the last time you were on the program, we were talking about your new book coming up, and it looks like we have... Are you still there with us, Cindy? All right, we're having obviously a phone issue here, so I'm not sure what's going on. We're gonna resolve this problem, and we're going to get it taken care of. And Cindy is not there. All right, well, that's fine. Cindy Dale is our guest. She's going to be joining us, and we're going to be talking about her latest book. But she has a couple of other books that we have featured in the past. And we're going to see if we can't connect with her in just a moment. Your Perfect Body is Already Within You. This is from the book Attracting Your Perfect Body Through the Chakras. She has a couple of other wonderful books. A very large one that I'm lifting off of the console here called Advanced Chakra Healing, Energy Mapping on the four pathways, actually. And then another one we did dealing with the afterlife, so to speak, and having to do with illuminating the afterlife, Your Soul's Journey Through the Worlds Beyond. And Cindy Dale, are you with us now?
I certainly am.
Boy, I don't know
what's... We're going to have to talk about something really important today. That
absolutely.
That must be what's going on.
All right. Well, what we're going to do is talk about your new book. And we talked a little bit about that last time. It was in the works. You were writing it. You were putting it together. And apparently it's going to be available, in about 2 to 3 weeks?
Well, it's actually out now over
Ooh.
Amazon, Richard. I'm really excited.
And the title?
It's The Subtle Body, the Encyclopedia of Your Energetic Anatomy. Now, isn't that a mouthful?
Is there an acronym for that?
I don't know, but I'll come up with one. On my own, I call it The Big Book, which I know may step on other toes, but...
Well.
But I'm super excited about it. It's a compendium of 5,000 years of knowledge about the energy systems, the meridians, the chakras, the energetic fields, different practices, and tons of science. I think I have 29 pages of footnotes with really teeny tiny type. And it sounds kind of boring, but it's really not.
So the book comes with a microscope to read that.
That part I'll personally never review.
Well, we're going to talk about that, the energetic body, and we're going to talk about your spirituality and you and how it plays into all of this and how far back. You say 5,000 years. We're going to find out a little bit more about what areas of the world, what teachings, what belief systems this information comes from in this book, and we'll talk a little bit more about that as we continue. This is Tell Me Your Story. My guest is Cindy Dale. We're going to be coming back in just a moment. moment. And we're going to be giving away a copy or two. Cindy is going to be, we're going to be providing you with a copy to the, one copy per caller of either of these books. One is the Attracting Your Perfect Body Through the Chakras. And Cindy, the other call, the other book is it Attracting Prosperity,
which we could all use in these times.
Yeah. And we'll talk about that energetic as well and how it affects us as we continue here on Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay tuned.
Are you sad or angry about past events in your life? Would you like more joy, love, and peace? Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. I'll inspire and help you find your inner strength to regain clarity and balance in your life. Book your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
When it's time to clean your carpets, you should know that some carpet cleaners can leave harmful toxins in your home or office. That's why Wallace Cleaning Company created the four-step cleaning process that uses state-of-the-art equipment and environmentally safe, non-toxic solutions to clean your carpets with your satisfaction guaranteed and your safety in mind. Since 1979, Wallace Cleaning Company has been the Santa Barbara area's premier choice for quick, quiet, efficient, and safe carpet cleaning that dries in 2 hours or less. When it's time to clean your carpets at home or office, it's time to call a name you can trust at a price you can afford. It's time to call 967-1860 to talk to the pros at Wallace Cleaning Company, where no job is too big or too small. Wallace Cleaning Company, 967-1860. Learn more about the affordable four-step cleaning process that cleans your carpets with your safety in mind.
Hi, I'm Chris Cullen.
And I'm Lisa Cullen.
Join us each week for Garden Gossip.
Get answers to your garden questions. Play Name That Plant. Hear the latest garden news, garden trivia, and in-depth guest interviews.
Garden Gossip, a breath of fresh airwaves.
Fridays at 11 a.m. and 9 p.m. and Saturday mornings at 11 on AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
You know, every time I hear that chorus line, walk with me, tell me your story, I get a chill through my entire body, and I do not have a clue as to why other than it just does affect me that way. Maybe it's because I really enjoy bringing these programs to you and sharing the information and getting some good information for myself as well with a woman like Cindy Dale, who is with us here on the program. CindyDale.com is also the website, and we have already had our first caller, so we have nine to go, and she is Susan out of Isla Vista. She's going to be getting a copy of Attracting Prosperity. We're also giving away a copy of Attracting Your Perfect Body. So we're actually giving away five of each. Well, actually, whichever one you choose, that's what we'll be giving away. Could be 10 prosperity books, and certainly people can certainly use that right about now. Cindy, again, welcoming you to our program. We've had an interesting start, and I'm going to share this because somehow I think it's relevant. Otherwise, it probably wouldn't have happened. When I went to leave the house this afternoon, I went to start the car, and it wouldn't start. Now, we've been driving around all morning doing different things, and I get in the car, and it won't turn over, and I'm thinking, what is going on? We went to a car wash, and we had the car washed. And it's happened before where they flip this little light switch on the dash when they're cleaning, and they don't realize it, and neither did we. So the light stains on, and it stays on and drains the battery. So I got my car over there and got a jump and got it started, and I got here. Was not in any rush. There was no panic or anything, but I thought it was really interesting that happened on this day.
I'll say it's interesting, and I don't know if listeners caught it, but I had to call back in twice because mm-hmm. the phone gods just decided we were going to snip snip the phone lines for a while. So isn't that interesting? And you know what I find, Richard, in my work? I work as an intuitive consultant and healer, that frequently when there's an important topic or a client is called in to look at a really important, vital, deep issue, there's some sort of electromagnetic disturbance that happens. Now, sometimes I might say that's interference. That's like the kind of the bad guys, you know, getting in. Sometimes it might just be that there's almost an overload of excitement,
mm-hmm.
and that zaps out the lines. But I do think there's probably something going on. So I'm personally going to pay special attention to what our issues are, you know, what we're talking about and what we're supposed to be bringing to light today.
Mm-hmm. Now, the title of your new book, once again?
The Subtle Body,
okay.
An Encyclopedia of Your Energetic Anatomy. And it's 5,000 years of history plus science plus lots of pictures. Really.
My kind of book.
Fortunately, I didn't draw. You know, that analyzes the subtle energies, that does the invisible parts of who we really are.
Your subtle body. Now, the subtle in the context of the many layered aspects of our bodies, even starting with the physical, right?
Exactly. And, you know, we tend to, in the holistic industry, say that we have four basic parts. There's the physical self, the emotional, the mental, the spiritual, and we could add all kinds of other curly cues and bows around all of that. But, you know, everything that we see, that we touch, that we think is absolutely real, you know what? Underneath is the real reality. Underneath are the fast energies, the invisible energies, the sensitive energies that actually create the matter that we really think is what matters.
Now, this encyclopedia that you've put together, comprising 5,000 years of medicine, if you will, and energy work over the centuries and the millennium, comes from different parts of the globe?
It absolutely does. So, for instance, many people are probably aware of the chakras, which are energy bodies that emanate from the physical body. Most people envision them as running up and down the spine and the front and the back of the self. Well, for thousands of years, different cultures around the world have worked with these different chakras or energy bodies. And each culture kind of had a little different spin or take. For instance, in North America, the Cherokee have worked with the chakras for centuries. Most people are familiar with the Hindu system, but even amongst the East Indian groups that worked with chakras for thousands and thousands of years, there's all kinds of viewpoints and ideas. Do we have 6? Do we have 4? Do we have 12? Do we have 16? The Mayans down in Mexico had their own sense of the chakra system. So what I've tried to do is, without judgment and any sense of this is the right system, this is the wrong system, kind of scan the globe, walk across time, and retrieve some of the data, some of it lost information. Some of the information in here I don't think has ever actually been in print, both in terms of science and traditions, so that people can really look at what the different ideas and philosophies and practices have been that have over the millennium brought us a sense of good health and actually become healing practices.
There are some who have difficulty with all of this because they say, well, yeah, every time you have a different person write another book or give a seminar or, you know, whatever the modality of delivering that information is, it always seems to be the same stuff. And my response to that would be, well, then take note. There's a reason why it's all kind of the same stuff, because it's all coming from the same source.
Exactly. It comes from the same source, and ultimately we come from the same source. And isn't that lovely? But you know what's really interesting? When I paged through the book, which yes, we did talk last time about it. I think it was pretty much killing me off at that point. I wrote the first draft in 3 months. At the end of that time, my youngest son looked at me and said, Mom, you really need to get a life. So I'd like to promise, you know, that I'm still going to someday. But now, of course, I'm out and teaching from the book. But, you know, it actually is interesting how varied some of the information is. The material, the messages are the same, but there really are different spins. I was fascinated. I'm a chakra expert, and I was fascinated to see all the different ways and and of looking at the chakras and working the chakras for different ends, for healing, but also, of course, for spiritual enlightenment, for accessing information about one's own or other's personalities. So there's all kinds of revolutions, I think, that we can gain from looking in the past, you know, about how we can approach life today.
One of the things that has struck me so profoundly, obviously dealing with my own health. Now, from a chronological standpoint, I'm getting older. Don't feel like it. But one of the observations that I made in last week's program with our guests was we talked about the issue of time, and that seems to magnify our issues of health when we focus on time. I'm sure that you don't feel whatever chronological age you are.
I certainly don't. No, I don't think most of us do.
I was going to say,
once
yeah.
in a while in the morning when we're kind of cranky.
Just rolling out of bed, and we don't really want to get up and go and
you
do whatever it.
It
is. But I notice that in some of these modalities, and I've heard some pretty miraculous happenings and so forth in terms of healing that are almost instantaneous, and yet in the logically thinking human mind based on time, I'm sorry, that doesn't happen. It takes time for that to heal, for that to go away, for that to correct itself. What is your observation in reference to time and healing?
Oh, that's a great question. And, you know, frankly, as a practitioner, it always depends on the person. I've seen and I've experienced miraculous healings. And, you know, it's not like we're really erasing time. What we're doing is dipping into a deeper wellspring of time that can be best probably explained by quantum physics, which says that there's this thing called entanglement. Now, I kind of redefine that word and use the word spaghetti. So that we're all kind of like spaghetti together.
Mm-hmm.
And so you, Richard, sitting in a sunny place versus me sitting in a cold place, you know, can actually exchange weather patterns. So, you know, pretty soon it might be snowing where you are and sunshiny where I am. But we really are all completely connected. And once we start to operate from connection, connectivity, love, kindness, prayer, meditation, well-wishing, whatever phraseology we want, we don't actually eliminate time. What we do is we send information faster than the speed of time, and then something can happen miraculously. That's why I like to study the subtle energy bodies and the subtle energy world. Subtle really meaning fast moving or anything that's opposite of sensory, which is energy that moves slower than the speed of light. When we're going really, really fast, something can happen before we can actually cure a problem before we even get it, as a matter of fact. Who knows how many diseases I have actually prevented
mm-hmm.
myself from getting. You know, and it's a little tongue-in-cheek, but I'm actually quite serious about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember when I was working for the religious station back in the 80s, early 90s, a thought came to me that when one proclaimed their healing, it meant they acknowledged that they were sick in the first place. So if you didn't acknowledge your illness, you didn't have to claim a healing. The only problem was if you were in the middle of the flu or something, it didn't make a whole lot of sense.
Right. Well, you know, I have an interesting tale. I have worked with a client who about 4 or 5 years ago came to me with cancer of the uterus, and it spread to her intestines and just about everywhere else. She was given just a couple, 3 weeks to live. And, you know, I just couldn't see how I was going to, you know, even opening up the doors of the spirit really do much in this situation. So I asked her, you know, what do you want your life to be about? We kind of ignored the fact that she was so-called dying. And she said, well, you know, I've got a lot of activities to do. I've got my son needs a little straightening out, and I really like to clean my garage. And she came up with this great list of what she wanted to do. And she left, and I didn't see her again. Well, she came back about a year later, so she'd been still alive for 3 years. And she came in and said, you know, I've been pretty much ignoring that cancer, but I'm starting to feel bad again. So, you know, whatever we did last time, can we just do it again?
Mm.
You know, and the doctor said she still had cancer. Mm. But in some funny sort of way, she acknowledged it but also disavowed it.
Mm.
And didn't give it the power. So we have to walk this very paradoxical line, I think, between saying something is real and perhaps saying, even if it's so-called real in the sensory world, maybe it's not really real in other ways and in other planes, and then figure out how to negotiate that difference.
Well, I know that in this time of the law of attraction and prosperity speaking and all of these different verbal types of things, there's a big focus on what words we use, the terminology that we use. I mean, I can say the same thing 3, 4, 5 different ways, and only one or two of them are really, shall we say, have a positive spin on them, or don't have the negative baggage that for example, when I do programs on death and dying, I don't say we're talking about death and dying, because those words are charged with such negative energy. I refer to transitioning. As a matter of fact, I just received an email from one of our former guests who shared that her grandmother had just passed on to the other side. Those words don't have quite the energy charge that the others do. How do we talk about our, shall we call them, conditions at any given point along the path, so that we don't end up, say, maybe adding more fuel to the dis-ease?
Well, exactly. And, you know, and yet, how do we talk about them in a way that's honest?
Yes.
Where we can express our feelings. You know, I actually think that, for instance, feelings, the feelings we call negative, right?
Mm-hmm.
The anger, sadness, fear, grief, all this kind of heavy stuff, dread, even the stuff that kind of can tap into or turn into cynicism, pessimism, and the stuff that really does not help with the healing process.
Mm-hmm.
The problem lies in the repression of those feelings, not the expression of those feelings. So when we're actually pretending them away, we're really just stuffing them down. Vibrationally, a feeling has an energy. When we stick it in our body, guess what? It is stuck in our body. Our body gets stuck. And we're less likely to heal rather than more likely to heal.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell people, feel the feelings, which isn't just kind of like staying stuck and mired in them. It's express them and see where they lead, because they will lead to inspiration, revelation, and some sort of a healing state. Sadness, for instance. You know, when we really follow sadness all the way through to the end, we realize that we're really just feeling love. We're missing something or someone, or we're sad because we're sick, or something is not feeling good in our body, because we love ourselves, because we love our body, because we love the person who has passed over. When we're scared, I mean, kind of true fear, not abandonment and terror and kind of that denial sort of stuff that leaves us absolutely terrorized and fleeing from life. When we're scared, our body's really just giving us the message, you know, it's really important to move forward, go backward, or go to the side and take a look at what's going on. So let's say I have cancer. Well, I'm going to be scared. It's not going to do me any good to pretend I'm not scared. What's going to do me good is to feel the fear, talk about it, see where it leads, and it's like following the yellow brick road, because that fear will lead me to a more positive state. I had dysplasia, which a lot of women get. I think they say 60 to 80% of all American women are going to have dysplasia, which is caused by the human papillomavirus at some point in her life. And, you know, the first thing that I felt, this was a few years ago, was terror. Oh, my God, I'm going to get cancer and I'm going to die. Well, first of all, it's a little extreme.
Mm-hmm.
And second, if I really did hold on to that belief, I could actually probably create the condition in my body. What I did was follow the terror and the fear to what was probably really causing the condition in the first place, which was really, really old fear from when I was a child, had to do with being a girl, had to do with my relationship with my mother. As in, I spent the year, an entire year, kind of going into those feelings and the softer ones, the fear dissipated. The sense of kindness and forgiveness I needed for myself and for my mother grew and increased, and the condition's gone.
Mm. Well, before we continue, I want to let our listeners know the voice you're hearing is that of Cindy Dale. She has a website called cindydale.com. She has several books out, and the most recent one that she has out that's available is The Subtle Body, and it is an encyclopedia, and I will leave it at that. You can go to her website and get the full-blown name there, because it's 5,000 years of information that is just going to blow your socks off. We are giving away two books today to the first 10 callers. We've had our first giveaway here this afternoon at the beginning of the program, and congratulations to Susan and I, La Vista. We're giving away one of two books, your choice, Attracting Your Perfect Body Through the Chakras and Attracting Prosperity Through the Chakras. All you have to do is give us a call here at 805-564-1290, 805-564-1290, and just ask for which book that you would like, and we will get that out to you. And you're listening to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and this program comes your way every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. as we broadcast on the Pacific Coast at 3 to 4 p.m. every Saturday afternoon, available on the archives at richarddugan.com. That's Richard, D-U-G-A-N.com. And you can listen live on the internet. If your radio goes out or you're somewhere outside the Central Coast area, you can certainly pick us up on the internet at richarddugan.com. I mean, the link on my website to listen live, I couldn't make it any bigger unless it was the whole web page. So you can't miss it. You'll be able to take advantage of that. Cindy, I want to share something, and this kind of goes to what I'm talking about in terms of the words. Now, you gave a great explanation because my wife, who is at home right now, and I'm missing her as she is missing me, is basically, I want to explain to you or share with you and see if I can't put this into words, and I'll ask our caller to hold on just a moment. I have been diagnosed with a condition. Now, what I want to know is, how do I look at it? No pun intended. You'll understand when I tell you what the condition is. But how do I talk about it and maybe start, the regenerating process with the programs we've done? I understand that we can change the cellular information to heal certain parts of our body. Well, I have been and have been diagnosed for a number of years with glaucoma in my left eye. To the extent I do not have sight in that eye. I never had great sight in it, but now I don't have any. The pressure kind of fluctuates, and there are those, including my wife, who think I'm not worried enough about it, that I should be more concerned. And it's like, well, but I've been living with this since I was born, and it's like, I don't know, it is a big deal, yes, because I certainly don't want to lose the sight in my right eye. But at the same time, it's like, it is what it is. With what I have said in regards to that, where do you see me? As a person who I would love to get the sight in my left eye, because I would sort of like to experience what 3D is all about. I can't understand it right now because I only see out of the right eye.
Well, totally. Well, first, Richard, I want to compliment you that you've reached that place that I think is most important, which is neutrality. Which is to come from a place, well, this just is. I'm not going to say it's good. I'm not going to say it's bad. It just is, which speaks to me that you've done a lot, you know, of the emotional work around it, looking at the beliefs, looking at what it means to you, you know, kind of like going into the marrow and taking the gift from the condition and coming to a place of saying, well, you know, I'm Richard no matter what. I'm still me, and here this is. So achieving neutrality is usually, or acceptance might be another word, the first place to go, and to kind of play from, because I don't look at healing work as work. For me, it's like this great big adventure into the beauty and the wonder of nature and the physical body, because things can change. The second thing that I would approach with this is that most good things happen when we start to bless not just the condition, but the reasons we might have the condition. So, for instance, I worked with somebody who was losing her eyesight for a different reason than glaucoma. And you know, we kind of came up with some genetic reasons, but also, you know, some kind of baggage that came in from her parents and a decision, subconsciously, of course, at an early age, that she just didn't want to see what was really negative and not very good with the world. Mm-hmm. So we started to send blessings at the world. She started to send blessings at her family, and especially the parents who had been, you know, when she was a child, the kind of people her parents had been, and the abusive parents that they had been. Mm-hmm. And we started to just to encourage her to just send free will grace through her eyes. So that there be a healing, not just for her, but for everybody involved in the situation behind the condition. Hmm. And you know what? Her eyes improved. One completely healed, and the other got at least 50% better.
I wonder how much of an impact a statement I made back in the 90s, early 90s, around some folks who wanted to lay hands on me to, as they phrased it, restore my eyesight, which I didn't want them to do, because to do that would undo all the surgeries that I had up to that point. But I knew what they meant, and I said that my purpose in this life wasn't to get healed. It was to do what I was doing, but they were certainly welcome to pray for me. Was that maybe a mistake? Maybe I should have let them do that? I don't know. Now that I look back on it, I wonder if that was an inappropriate way of handling that, and I should have just said, sure, go ahead, and just open myself up to it.
Well, you know, we all know that there's a cost to anything. I mean, that's just how our planet works. Mm-hmm. If I am an alcoholic and I get treatment, I'm going to have to then take a look at how I've been living my life. I'm going to have to take a look at what I'm doing for a living. I'm going to have to see if my marriage is really all that happy. I mean, there's a cost to wellness. There's a cost to changing. And I think sometimes our subconscious says, you know, I'm not willing to pay that cost, whether it be surrendering something that we don't really want or sometimes surrendering things that we think that we do really want. Mm-hmm. So, Richard, I would say there's timing. Mm-hmm. If your intuition at that point was saying, no, it's more important for me to just be who I am and accept where I am in my life, then that itself, then they're offering the healing brought you to that state of being okay with who you are. And, you know, no matter what, we've got to be okay with who we are. Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean that needs to be a fixed decision.
Right, right.
Life is fluid. You can now decide, you know, I'm ready for that healing. You know what I've learned, too, about energy? Is that all the prayer that's been given to any of us, all the blessings, the healing energy, the grace, the opportunities for healing that perhaps at some level we said no to, all that energy is still around us.
Hmm.
We don't have to go search for it again. It hovers. It lingers. It just kind of drifts. It's just grace, and it's always there. It's goodness, and
yeah,
it always surrounds us. And so we have at any moment the opportunity to say, you know, today's a good day for letting it in.
Yeah. We
and
actually
today's a good day for sharing it,
yeah,
as well.
Absolutely, and that's what we want to do here is share the time. And we actually have our second caller, who is also our second winner, and she has a question or comment for you if you'd like to take that call.
Terrific.
We're going to go to, is it Lisa?
Lisa,
yes. Welcome to the program. You're calling from Santa Barbara.
Gosh, and you know, I did forget to give you an apartment number.
That's
on
all right.
That.
We'll get that later. We'll
yeah.
get that after, yes.
Okay. Number one, your guest is fascinating, Cindy. I've just started recently learning Reiki work at Jody House because I've had a head injury.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Reiki's really dynamic.
I am blown away every day by all the miracles. And when you open yourself up, this is my question, though. Number one, you're absolutely right on about instinct. Every time I've gone against my instinct, it's gotten me into really hot water and things I can't say on the radio even. Definitely, really bad stuff. Number two,
I join you on that one.
Oh, yes.
I'm not even going to begin the list of mistakes I've made that way.
The show's not long enough, right, for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number two, in a very kind of archaic book, well, not archaic, it was written by Diane Stein called Essential Reiki, and I have nothing to do with her. My mom had made me some very ancient wall hangings that generally they say you have to pay like $10,000 and go study with someone for 10 years. And I thought my aunt was really having some problems, and I just laid my hands on the healings. It was before I'd even gotten an attunement. And I just sent some energy to her. She lives in Florida, and she hadn't been able to eat for 3 months. She'd been just basically eating yogurt and whatnot. She'd had a lot of health problems. Anyway, 2 days later, she was able to go out, and it's not my energy. It's the energy that anyone can do, as you
right,
know.
Right, it's the goodness
exactly.
that's surrounding us.
She was able to go to a rib shack and have a full plate of ribs. No, this is what happened. After I sent the energy, I jumped in the shower, got out, and dried out, and I wasn't looking at myself specifically in the mirror, but a symbol raised up on my side. I have a photo of it, and I showed it to my Reiki master, and I said, what is this? And she said she thinks it's an ancient Japanese kanji symbol before the Japanese language. And it's extremely clear. I tried to duplicate it with a loofah. It's on my side below my ribs. I don't generally loofah there. Anyway, I'm like, what the heck is this? But I'm trying to find out what it means. Where can I go to find out what it means? I've got some digital photos of it.
Oh, Lisa, that is so interesting. You know, there are books of symbols. There are. You're going to have to dig into some of the arcane.
Or maybe on the website. I don't have a computer, but maybe
well,
get my girlfriend.
Reiki, there's reiki.new, and they can usually connect you in. It's a great website.
Excellent.
Reiki, you know, and new is period N-U. Reiki.new was one of my sources in writing The Subtle Body.
Oh, wow.
They're very complete, you know, and I think through them you can probably connect in and find out what you're really looking at.
Oh, that's exciting.
Wow.
That's a
very
miracle.
Cool.
Thanks for sharing that.
Gosh.
You know, I did a healing using Reiki over the phone with a woman from a different country not too long ago, and we invited an angel in to help heal her breast cancer.
I use them too.
She developed bruising around the tumor, which began to shrink exactly in the form of an angel.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've got goosebumps.
That's awesome.
I can feel the energy running as we speak.
Well, Lisa, stay on the line. I'm going to get your complete address so we can send you a copy of the book. And
thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you. Stay on the line there.
Okay.
Cindy, it's incredible. I mean, my wife and I are both Reiki masters, and so we understand the subtle energies as well. And we had a similar miraculous experience. It may not sound that miraculous when you hear it, but basically my father's brother was also dying of cancer. He was terminal. And so we were able to get a photograph, send him some absentee healing, and we heard reports back after his passing that about that same time he was able to get into his wheelchair and roll across the yard into the house where his son lived. They lived on the same property. Share, do some closure, you know, do some connecting and so on and so forth. Had enough energy to get angry enough to throw his medications across the wall because he
Good
was
time.
Tired of taking them. And then he, I guess, went back, laid down, and shortly thereafter he passed on. And the one thing that we learned from that was that the energy does what the person who is receiving it needs it to do. And it doesn't necessarily mean, and this is an interesting, I don't know, maybe paradox for some folks. I want to be healed of, you fill in the blank. And you end up getting something other than that.
Exactly, because the energy is conscious. There's an intelligence called love that will give us what we really need, not always exactly what we desire. It reminds me of a healing I did on a woman who came in because she wanted to lose weight. So we did a regression, and we went back to what had happened, and she opened to really the power of love. And she called about a month later, and she said, you know, I haven't lost any weight, but I'm happy. She said, I've never been happy in my life. And she said, you know, I'd like to be about 10 pounds lighter, but giggling is really nice, too. So obviously that's what she needed.
This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. Apologize there because we're trying to get information, and we're here talking about the subtle body and this new book that you have out. And this whole thing with the energies, and you talked about quantum physics, and I sometimes wonder if people aren't using that phrase as a buzzword because it just sounds so cool, you know, or the X factor. But yet it is a legitimate science. I know that.
It's a real science, and, you know, I think it's really quite simple. It just says that we're all connected.
Yeah.
That's what it says. And it says that I can be sitting here, and a part of me can be over in China laying hands on or praying for somebody who's ill, and it's going to be effective.
It is.
It will create an effect at the very least.
Yeah. Fascinating. Cindy Dale is my guest. Her website is cindydale.com. Her latest book is The Subtle Body. It is an incredible encyclopedia that you're going to want to check out. And we are also giving away copies of Attracting Your Perfect Body or Attracting Prosperity. Through the Chakras. I'm looking at the title, and for some reason, the words aren't coming out my mouth.
and it's a mouthful.
Well, it is. And you choose which one you want. We've already given away two copies of, well, actually, one copy of Prosperity and one copy of A Perfect Body. So we'll be getting those out to you, ladies, here shortly. And we encourage you to give us a call at 564-1290. That's 805-564-1290. If you're listening on the internet and you're outside the area, 866-564-1290. We are giving away a total of 10 between the two books. So the first 10 callers will get to choose the book that they're looking for that will really help and assist them. Cindy, how did you get started in all this?
Well, I was really intuitive as a child, Richard, and I think we all are. I was probably just a little bit more extreme than most in that I actually had tea parties with angels.
Really?
They were, yes.
What
yeah,
kind of tea do they like?
Well, actually, invisible tea.
I know.
And angel food cake, if I can be excused the bad joke.
Okay.
But to me, they were my friends, and I had a great time. And, you know, I saw some of those characters that were a little shadier and a little more dark, and they frightened me. And I noticed that they were really present whenever my parents were really upset or drinking or the bad things were going. So even as a young, you know, child, I would often wonder, you know, which is the chicken, which is the egg? Are the bad guys creating some of the disturbance, or does the disturbance draw in some of this bad energy? But I was just super intuitive. Like many of us, I shut down when I was a teen, you know, and then got into all kinds of trouble, which teenagers are good at doing anyway, I know, because I've raised one to 21 and have another one still to go. So knock on wood, I'm half there. But when I entered therapy as a patient, as a client in my early 20s, these gifts just started opening up again. So I'd lay in bed and I'd hear my voice being called, or I'd hear knockings, or I'd go into some spontaneous remembrance of a past life, or I'd look at somebody and see a color flash out of them. It was really almost annoying more than anything else. And so I decided, because I had to, you know, what am I going to do? Well, I have to get some control over this. This is kind of zany. And fortunately, I was doing quite a bit of international travel. So I really was fortunate, I really was, to be able to go into countries where I wasn't considered weird or odd or satanic, but where these are just gifts. I mean, they're just abilities, they're gifts. Some people have different ones. And so I was able to glean some advice on how to work with it. But more important, I just felt a little bit more normalized. So I started my business in it because a voice told me to quit my day job. And I didn't really want to quit my day job because I kind of like paying my bills through my day job. And created some business cards that said that I did psychic healing, and went to Kinko's to pick them up and was kind of embarrassed. I was in corporate America, and I thought, okay, this is just kooky. I am just so not going to pass out these pink business cards that say psychic healing. And I'm going to take this box of cards home, and a woman there saw them, grabbed a few, and said, I'll send you clients, and I got into business that way.
So that's all it takes is printing up some business cards.
Yeah.
Those are magic business cards, by the way.
They're magic pink business cards.
Absolutely.
Maybe they have to be pink or they don't work. I'm not sure.
Well, what have you got to lose? Give it a shot. There's something in the energy there, apparently. And there's also something in the website, cindydale.com, that you can check out. She has a couple of videos, some information for you. She's written a number of books. We're giving away a couple of them today. Your choice, one or the other, Attracting the Perfect Body or Attracting Prosperity Through the Chakras. And all you have to do is give us a call. And you don't have to go on the air. Lisa had a question for Cindy, and so we put her on the air. And, of course, she's going to be receiving a copy. And so give us a call. It's 805-564-1290. That's 805-564-1290, or outside the area, you're listening on the net, 866-564-1290. And we have about 10 minutes left to go. What we're going to do, Cindy, now, I think we're going to take our last break, and we're going to come back and touch upon just a few other things. And just this hour's gone by incredibly fast. They seem to go faster and faster. I mean, it's
I know time seems to be doing that. And that has nothing to do with aging, by the way.
Absolutely. Well, we're coming back in just a moment. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story.
Have you lost direction in life? Do you constantly worry or give to others but deny your own heart? Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. I'll inspire and help you find your inner strength to regain clarity and balance in your life. Book your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
Plans without execution are only dreams. At Monarch Wealth Strategies, we follow a disciplined approach to wealth management. It is our pleasure to be of service to you. Come experience the integrity, competency, and royal service provided by Monarch Wealth Strategies, a financial services firm founded by myself, Vanessa Patterson, and Aaron Clark. We are at 1501 State Street, a building shared with Community West Bank. Execute your plans today. Contact us at 564-0800, that's 564-0800, or monarchwealthstrategies.com.
Okay, it's time to play Name That Restaurant. Here are the clues. This mystery restaurant is located in Santa Barbara.
Well, that narrows it down to about 550.
This restaurant has indoor and outdoor seating.
Oh, now you're talking. There are only a couple of hundred restaurants that have outdoor seating.
Give up?
No, I'm looking at nippers.com. There are menus, recipes, the forum, restaurant news, and over 200 restaurant reviews written by professional food journalists.
Check out nippers.com, always serving up all the right answers about Santa Barbara restaurants.
If we empties out as you go. Oh, walk with me, talk with me, tell me your stories. I'll do my very best to understand you, your flesh and blood.
And this is Tell Me Your Story. You know, when you're a one-armed paper hanger and you're juggling 16 different things, you've got a lot of stuff going on. It's an interesting job, but it's my job, and I love it. And I love having Cindy Dale on the program because, Cindy, we've reached halfway, our halfway mark near the end of the program. Right now our lines are full. We've given away 5 books today.
Wow, isn't that terrific?
And I have two.
I love that. I love to get books in the hands of people.
Absolutely. And we have two people on the line right now. I'm going to ask them to stay on the line for just a few moments. Let me ask you, because I asked this question of all of my guests, and I don't think I asked this of you the last time you were on the program. There are a lot of things that you could be doing.
Yeah.
Why this?
I love healing. I would spend 24/7, and if I could do 48/7, I would, learning about energy, learning about healing, learning about how the world works from that really underneath level. I love it. I love people, and I absolutely love working with energy. It's my passion. I mean, all my friends like get kind of tired of me, like, wow, do you know what I just discovered? I read Scientific American articles because I can glean information here or there. So, you know, when you have a passion, it just is.
This is Tell Me Your Story, and I think that the passion that we have, it literally transcends so many things that, I mean, we could take a look at the current events. We could flip through the newspaper, listen to the news, and if we take the passion that we have, as you have done, Cindy, for in the direction that we really, truly, on purpose, want to do, none of this other stuff would matter.
I know, and that's, I think, what the opportunity is in the middle of this so-called economic downturn and time of chaos and this and that, which I'm not negating. There's components of this that, of course, are very real and that we're affected by. But you know what? That's when we have to search for what's really important. That's when we have to say, okay, here I have this fear. First of all, how much of it is mine versus how much of it I'm just picking up on? So sorting through that is absolutely critical. And then that little bit of fear that might be left that's ours, what if we turn that into excitement? What if instead we were to say, gosh, in the middle of this, there's always people who can shine a light in the dark. And if I'm going to be one of them, what would I shine the light on? What would I shine the light for? Who would I shine the light on? Who would I share a light with? Because I really do believe that if we follow our passion, we're following our destiny, and that life will open up for us. It always does.
It does indeed.
It has for me.
All right. And so what have you got on the table now in terms of, last time we talked, you were working on the book we're talking about today. What have you got on the table today?
Book. Well, you know, my very first book that's in, like, I don't know, 12 or 14 languages is being reissued in June by Llewellyn. It's called New Chakra Healing, and I've added another 33% to the book, so I'm really excited about that. And then in a year, my first really, well, okay, this is going to sound funny, but my first really fun book called Conversations with the Clairvoyant, Me, I'm the Clairvoyant, is coming out. So that's really just kind of my story. There you are. There's Tell Me a Story.
Well, then that's what we're going to do the next time we have you on is, okay, Cindy, tell us your story.
You got it. Now, I think a lot of people will relate to it. And I put a lot of Q's and A's in, like, what are some of the most common questions people ask me, and what are some of the answers that I've given?
Well, I think it's very cool, and I have to say it's been a pleasure having you on the program, and I know that five of our listeners are also very excited because they're going to be getting
they'll get that too.
Thank you very much. They're must be coming to the end of the show. They're going to be getting a copy of either the Attracting the Perfect Body or Attracting Prosperity through the Chakras. They have selected the copy that they want, and we'll be getting that out to them this next week. And I'm just real excited about the opportunities that people have through the information that we provide on this program, which I understand it's available. You could Google Cindy Dale and get there as easily as going through this radio program or through my website, but the bottom line is getting the information into your hands, getting it into your heads and into your hearts, and then beginning the process of transforming your life. And you know, the interesting thing, Cindy, that I have found is that when you transform your life, it just follows that you actually will transform your world. It can't but do otherwise.
That's certainly true. If we tell our story and then we begin to live it, who knows what'll catch on?
Well, I know that in the process of this program and the research and the study and all of the things that I've done over the last 30, 40 years of my life, that I am in the process of putting out a book, and hopefully that'll be out in the next couple of months. We'll be talking about that. No, I will not be interviewing myself. I guarantee you that. That won't be a fun interview, so I will.
Congratulations, though, Richard. That's terrific. Look at all the wisdom you have to share, and it's another form to share it, and I'm really glad for all of us.
Well, I'm excited because I found out not too long ago that anybody can do it. You just have to have the will, the patience, and then make the choice to do it and do it.
Isn't that what it is for everything?
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, I've done 8-9 books now, and there's a stage where I start it and I go, this will never get done. I can't do this. This is really horrible. And my girlfriends all know that. So they'll go, here you go again. You do this every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then there's a place where it pulls together and I'm excited, and then it falls apart again. So it's pretty much like life, isn't it?
Well, it's the ups and downs, as they say.
And we do it. When we set our minds to something, guess what? We can do it.
And if it's transforming the world that you want to do, then do it. Cindy, thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you.
I'm Richard Dugan. Stay on the line, Cindy. We're going to be coming back next Saturday at 3 p.m. and every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time for Tell Me Your Story. Again, congratulations to our winners of the books today. I'm very excited for you and for us here at Tell Me Your Story. And I also want to say love to all. I miss you, and I'll be home soon. And have yourselves a great week.